A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes I get the impression that Jesus spent his whole life looking back over his shoulder at the people around him who criticized and challenged and nagged him. It must have been frustrating for him. All he wanted to do was to love and forgive and tell the truth, to dissipate the darkness and to liberate those bound by the shackles of injustice. It was indeed tough going for Jesus, but all that static around him never got in the way of his message, never stopped him, never discouraged him from moving forward and proclaiming the reign of God. We hear in today's first reading the experience of the prophet Jeremiah, too. "I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him." And yet he also ends by saying, "Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked." It isn't any fun to move through life surrounded by threats and wondering where the next landmine might be in the field of dreams that we cross. No, it isn't fun, but when fear takes hold of us, we lose our equilibrium and our sense of mission. The solution comes right from Jesus himself. Do not be afraid. Easier said than done. What was his secret? I believe that what kept Jesus free from fear was his constant awareness of his Father's love. He lived from that love and in that love. Nothing else mattered. I can see him looking out at the sparrows and enjoying their blissful flights from tree to tree, their pleasant chirping as they search for their next meal. No worries, no fears. All the more, Jesus tells us, does the Father love us and care for us. Trust in providence and do not be afraid. We are worth more than many sparrows.